I'm ready. Go. Now, when you look at me and you say, are we ready to go, RJ? I'm going to start the thing.
Oh, he started the thing.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. RJ, when you look at me and say, and you go, we're already rolling.
No, that's when I put the camera on. I say go.
So how come it looks like you're not touching anything? You're just pointing at me.
Oh, he's touching everything.
Mm. Is he really?
Yes. That's why he doesn't bite his nails.
In the opening segment, before we get the story started today, the show started.
Mm-hmm. The story.
Oh, Michael.
Mike, let's start the story.
Wake up.
Go.
No.
Does anyone have any coke?
I want you to be...
Anyone have any cocaine? Does anyone have a line of cocaine?
I want you to be clear-headed or we won't do a good job as we tell today's story.
Do you want a five-hour energy?
No, I don't do that.
You want a 58-minute energy?
Here's what I did.
What
on my drive back from Washington, D.C. this morning, I put down two windows and I opened the sunroof.
Wow, that's nice.
And you know what I am morning? Right now? I'm like this.
Well, that's because, I mean...
Is it nap time?
What you should have
it's
done...
It's nap time.
...is you should have gotten a clothesline, hung a blanket out there that could absorb all the pollen in the world, wrap yourself in a facial burka and breathe in.
And then I'm looking at my dry feet, my overly dry feet.
You should have them creamed.
I'm getting a pedicure today.
Oh, that's excellent.
That decision. Really? How much does a pedicure cost?
Well, I don't know.
$39.
$39?
It depends
with
on the...
tip?
I don't tip.
You don't tip
you
at
get
all?
A pedicure?
No, I'm teasing. Of
How
course
do you
I
know
tip.
That?
I get pedicures all the time.
I know where
really?
You can get
two or three times a year.
I know where you can get fish to eat the dead skin off your feet.
Oh, that turned out to be very bad for
that's
you.
That's supposed to be very dangerous.
I know. But you did that once.
I did that.
As a matter of fact, Mike,
wonderful.
We shared a tub.
We shared a gross tub.
That was
how I didn't get a disease from that.
Not our finest moment.
We rewind for a second. Rob said that he gets pedicures on a regular basis.
Two or three times a year.
Really?
Yeah,
two
you knew
or three
this.
Times a year.
I didn't know
I get
that.
One.
Same amount of time he flosses.
I floss every day. You settle down.
Yeah.
Why
I'm more
do you
than
do that?
Settled down.
Why do I do it?
Yes.
It's very relaxing. And also, it's a treat to you guys since I wear sandals all summer. I want my feet to look their best.
And it staves off the diabetes.
Yes,
if you want your feet to look the best, three times a year won't cut it.
Well, no, I mean a few times. I don't know how many times.
How many pedicures
By
have you
three,
had?
By three, he means nine.
Yeah. No,
have you had about
once a
nine?
Month?
I'm not nine in my lifetime, of course.
No. The year.
This year?
Is he closer to nine?
This year I've had...
Be honest.
Past 12 months.
Three this year.
Starting in January.
Yes.
Okay, so we're at averaging six a year.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say it's about right.
That's I think, five more than any straight man would ever
have. I like to go. I like to have the Chinaman do the cheese grater on
First
my
of
heel.
All, it's a woman.
The China woman.
The China woman.
Why is it always... The gender is not important.
Well, it is. Well, neither... So is the ethnicity.
Do you think mankind is only about men?
No.
So it's a Chinaman. But China mankind.
First of all, I don't. Now you've sucked me into saying China
this.
Woman.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So it's a
and
China
it's
woman.
Hey, note to everybody on the podcast as I look around this room.
Yes.
Clean this effing room up. Everybody.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Myself included. Mm-hmm. But we've got guests coming.
Yes.
Not. I'm not talking about Dennis Murphy. I'm talking about next week.
Yeah.
We have guests coming. I need this room. Tended to.
Oh, okay. Coming in.
We're all
town.
Such DJs. We're all such pigs.
Yes.
Looking over, I look at grapes. I see bottles of water. Mm-hmm. What is that jug of water down next to you? Put it in a goddamn receptacle, not a big jug. Jesus, look at this
That's
place.
Amazing. For all the years I've known you, you've always loved big jugs.
Let's concentrate on Rob.
Yeah. Rob, yes.
Thank
back
you.
To Rob.
Yes.
You know what I enjoy? If you get the preferred, not just the basic pedicure, they'll do the thing where they dip your foot in hot wax.
And how much does that cost?
I think the $39 is the preferred.
What does that do? What good does
well,
that
do?
Well,
it's real hot,
yeah,
and then it's cold.
What is it? What good
And then
does
the
it
Chinaman
do?
Peels the wax off, and your feet feel amazing. When, supple.
When you go, do you go?
Supple.
It is it.
Yeah, so you can run that marathon you're going
to
run.
Oh, no, I would never do that to these feet.
Is it you in that chair and Jabril and...
No, I often will go with my wife.
Oh,
see, that's the way to cover your ass. I am very self-conscious.
I have gone by myself.
I'm self-conscious. Uh-huh. I'm very self-conscious
You've
about
always
going
said you had great
there.
Feet.
Rightly so.
What?
He has
You've
amazing
said you
feet.
Had great feet.
Naturally
They don't
great
look good
feet.
Right now.
A little dry.
Yeah, they look like
Yeah, you know,
dirty.
They look a little gray.
They've They're got some
dirty.
Miles
Clean
on them.
Clean up those feet. We have company coming.
Got some got miles on them.
Oh, you don't need to smell
no,
that.
No, that won't smell. That's a flip-flop.
I just need a pedicure.
Yeah, I think you do. And it's relaxing. You know what they'll do? They'll massage your calves.
Why don't you calm your ass down? Why don't you just calm down?
You're the one who brought it up, Pally.
Massage my calf, Pally. Pally? You calling me Pally now?
Come on,
No,
dear.
I have dry skin. Dear. Jesus. He's having a day like this, and I'm having a day like this.
You won't let Rob put lotion on your feet.
Oh, God.
Now,
Well, I really don't think that's the man that was concerned about the whole gay thing.
Whose fantasy is that?
For the man that's going to go bang Zoolander out in L.A.
And, you know, the other thing is I don't know if this is his lack of command of the English language. It's really not a matter of letting me.
Right.
Do it. It's not like I'm saying, oh, Mike, please, won't you let me lotion your
feet? But you're thinking
feet?
It.
No, no.
Please,
are you still going? Jesus Christ, we have to start the show right now.
What? You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hi, I'm Abe Froman.
You're Abe Froman, the sausage king of Chicago.
That's me.
Entre nous, I'm very busy here. Why don't you take the kids and go back to the clubhouse?
Are you suggesting that I'm not who I say I am?
I'm suggesting that you leave before I have to get snooty.
Snooty?
Snotty.
Snotty?
Listen, young man, either you take the field trip outside or I'm going to have to call the police.
Fine. As a matter of fact, I'll call them myself.
Yes. I've had enough of this horsing around. Give me the phone back.
You touch me, I yell rat. There's another phone around here somewhere. Find it.
Wonderful. Cheeky, bonjour.
May I speak to Abe Froman?
The sausage king of Chicago.
Could you describe him for me, please?
Leather jacket.
White t-shirt, sweater vest.
Devastatingly handsome.
Hold on one moment.
Mr. Froman, this is Sergeant Peterson, Chicago Police.
I appreciate your understanding.
Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
Thank you. Don't mention it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Is that the group of kids or is that Mark's daughter?
That's Mark's daughter. We now have a rotation.
That's
of
That's Maya Ronick.
Maya Ronick.
I get it. Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Piper Studios. This is MikeO'MaraShow.com. I'll make it through this one.
Red,
we employ kids.
Mike, let's start the story.
It's Tuesday, June 7, 2011, and we are over 7 million downloads and still growing. And our show today is brought to you by The Man Grade.
Yeah.
Don't disappoint your dad this year.
No.
Again.
A week from Sunday is Father's Day. Get your dad's steakhouse-quality grilling at home with 100% cast-iron man grates. Grilled food of all kinds never tasted so yummy. Professionally prepared on a man grate and without flare-ups or dry meat.
Dry meat.
To get the $19.99 Father's Day special and a kick-ass grill brush.
Pedicures.
And a kick-ass grill brush.
You know, Mike, I didn't want to stop your mojo. But there's something I did want to tell you.
So it's every day. It's every day if you're going to do it. It's every day.
When I was getting my last pedicure.
All right, thank you very much. Hit the Man Grate banner on our webpage today for your dad or yourself. Get the Man Grate. Today, a sad farewell to start the show off with.
No.
Everybody probably knows.
Yeah.
Robert versus Jabril. Uh-huh. Little bar fight at Rob's house.
Good.
A confirmation for a brief visit from a former friend. Another phone show with a question mark, and my, was I surprised when I put that up on the little Facebook status page, and I got the feedback from some very mean people that say they're P1s. You're not a P1 if you give me crap.
People have opinions.
Yeah, I know.
They don't like it.
Don't like it. I don't need it.
Would you like to invite them?
People love to share opinions, whether you want to hear them or not.
I would like to invite them to keep their opinions to themselves.
Absolutely. Oscar Santana. Love update.
Nice.
Reunion. It's for Buzz. He knows what I'm talking about. And 4th of July. An absolute. I don't know if it was a tired idea. No. I either have tired ideas that are like this or I have manically energetic ideas. Mm. And I think this is the latter. I think I was having a burst of energy and I just thought, for the 4th of July, I've been trying to find a place to go away for the weekend.
Understood.
Something and it's so effing expensive.
It
can't
is.
Do
and
it.
It's so hard.
Gas well,
and it's
expensive.
So ridiculous.
I mean, think about it. The Hamptons this time of year is just out of control.
It is.
Everybody's
it is.
Going.
Everybody. Right. Have you ever been to the Hamptons?
Yes, I have.
What's it like?
You know, it's just really And I'm gonna.
It's like all of Oscar's life.
No, it's gonna sound.
Yeah, he went to a friend's big house.
Right.
Who he? If you have an income over $500,000 a year, Oscar will attach to your right nipple and will not not let go.
I hope he tells the story of when he high fives Jerry Seinfeld's cactus.
My college sweetheart was from the Hamptons.
Oh. Really?
Yes.
People are from there.
Yeah.
I thought they just went there.
Was she moneyed?
She was money.
Really?
Was she silly?
She was very beautiful.
It was a show.
And people usually do just vacation there, but her family established a restaurant up there. And
was
they had,
the
like,
restaurant Bazilli?
That is when. That's when Oscar dated Mina Garten.
Oh, Ina's daughter.
Mina Garten.
Yes.
How great is that?
So when.
He's so sleepy.
When I went to visit her, we went to Hampton Bay.
Yes, go ahead.
And we were young. I mean, it was when I was 21, 22. And
what congressman am I? No. Oh, sorry. All right.
And it's beautiful, but it's just you don't see the opulence until you go to the homes, and then when you go out, it seems like a small town, at least where I was. But then when you realize that they're just the people around you are super, super wealthy.
Oscar loves opulence.
But some of these homes you can't even see because they've got like hedges. I mean, you can barely see until you get past the property.
I always thought the Hamptons, if we had the revolution buzz, if we really went ahead and decided.
I hear it's coming.
That'd be a great place to start.
Well, sure.
Roll out to some of those 75,000 square foot homes and start lighting
like
them on fire.
Like Great Gardens, Mike.
Like Great Gardens.
It really is the best costume for the day.
That's the line. The best costume of the day.
It's very white.
So we're going to get an update.
Hold it. Hold it. Wait. That sounds great. Where's this place?
You'd be excited with that. We'll get the update on that. Yes. 4th of July. I was just thinking.
Yeah.
Beach house.
Be nice.
Broadcast.
Oh.
Podcast.
Mm-hmm. Road trip.
How do we make that happen?
What if we have plans?
Where are you going?
Hamptons.
I don't have any plans.
You don't have any plans?
Well, for one thing.
Are you going to your father's beach house?
No plans yet. No.
No plans? Any plans?
Well, my wife's birthday is around there, but I could make it work.
You got any plans?
No plans.
Could we bring our families? Yeah, really.
None of you guys have any plans
for
the
4th? Not officially, not yet, no. It's a month away.
I might have plans. I'm still working on it.
Well, I mean, if we...
Mike, he might have opulent plans.
If we have plans...
What if we did something as a group? Yeah,
I would go with you guys, clearly.
But I mean, so do you think you could make something happen?
Yeah, we'll just use Rob's house, his beach house.
If we could all go to Big Daddy's, I mean, Rob's dad's house.
Right.
You know what? I'll call him.
Is Rob's dad going to be there?
Rob's dad will be there.
I don't want to go to Rob's dad's house.
Okay.
I want to go to a house.
Okay.
At the ocean.
Like a big
That's
house.
Probably not a good idea.
You know what? It's
pool
a bad
in the back.
Idea.
That's a
it's
bad
a terrible idea.
Really? Who are you going to punch?
No, it's a terrible idea.
Who are you going to fight?
I can see his...
What do you mean? Like, I get in a fight every time?
He doesn't drink.
What is that supposed to mean? You get a little cocky now that you have 11 shows on the internet.
Oh,
you
God.
Little prick.
That's right.
You know?
I thought we talked about this 2 weeks ago.
Talked about what?
That we weren't going to drink that heavily anymore.
I don't drink that heavily.
Why? What's with the weed?
I thought you and I had made a bond, a pact.
You were just talking about Jack and Coke on Monday.
Yeah, but
you were talking about vodka.
I didn't drink it. I lost some sunglasses. But you know when we all get together, the amount of drinking that goes down.
This is true.
You're right. It's a bad
idea.
We're
bad influences on one another.
I can see Mark walking the beach looking for us like the missing black lab in Jaws.
I think it's a bad idea.
O'Mara? O'Mara?
It would be a good idea if it was somewhere, if it was different, if it was client-based and something like that.
Yeah.
But it's a bad idea just to do it for my own community.
We could get a tent at...
Let me turn the spotlight back on me. I'm trying to figure out. Mm-hmm. I got my girls at the 4th of July for Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
what date
and
is
Sunday.
The 4th? I mean, I know it falls on the 4th.
On a Monday.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out where I can
got
go.
Got it.
Where I can take them.
It's so easy.
You got it?
Do you know that Barry Bostwick is hosting the event on the mall again this
Not
year?
Not if I had needles stuck in my
blanket and go down to the mall and really see what America is
Not
all about.
4th of July, what's more American than Williamsburg, where history comes alive?
What's more human than Williamsburg?
Yeah. I have looked from, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Pennsylvania, through West Virginia, through Maryland, through Virginia.
The whole region.
This area that we live in, it's probably like everywhere else. It's insane.
Crickets, yeah.
It's insane. Not crickets.
No, I thought you meant there's nothing to do in this whole area.
No. Oh, it's expensive.
Everybody wants to be deep in your pocket.
Oh,
even
sure it
some,
is.
There was this
admission
piss
tickets.
Hole,
we talked about
little
that.
Tiny shack mm-hmm. that they wanted $150 a night for.
Oh,
not
right.
Not
this
that.
Absolute right. crap shack the, with nothing going
and that's
on.
And no the, gas,
and
no
the
food.
Tin roof yeah. was rusted.
Right, right.
Tin roof.
What about Florida?
Rusted. Airfare. I'm not driving. Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Call it can drive.
Car train.
Oh. Train.
Train. You're not taking this seriously.
No, we are. We're trying
we're
to
trying
help.
To, well, we're spitballing.
We're looking for
Carla will get you there in like half a day.
I'm staying here.
All right.
Okay.
Aww. I'm staying here like I do every 4th of July.
You should have a 4th of July party. We can all come over.
I might do that. That might make it fun.
Will there be fireworks?
Yeah. Something to do.
I don't think we can do that here.
Well, we won't then.
wink, wink. What if we had? What if we had a 4th of July party like out in the field, out somewhere?
Uh-huh.
In a field or something.
What field?
I don't know. Set
like
up a
Gettysburg?
Tent.
FedEx.
Potter's Field.
Set up a tent. I don't want to do anything with you guys.
What? What? Have you asked your daughters what they want to do?
No, because I just took them back from Boston. Would you like to know my trip to Boston?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. B. No, nope, wrong. That's not what I want to play.
Get ready, Buzz.
B-O-S-T-O-N.
The S is a dollar sign.
That's Boston.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
But I wanted to go away, and you can't do it anymore.
I know. Yeah, gasoline alone. I mean, the expense of that. The tickets to get in
and
somewhere.
And I wouldn't even want to... I'm
like everybody else. For 1/4 of July, I actually have a real desire mm-hmm. to maybe go where there's water.
Opportunity.
If you go,
I really
if
do.
If you go to the beach, you're going to hate it because the traffic's going to be a nightmare.
You're right about
you're
that.
Right. You know what?
You're going to hate it.
You're absolutely
remember,
right.
Remember, it took me, it's 8 hours, 6.5 hours to get back.
There is no way that I do that.
Mm-hmm. No.
So going away really is like every holiday living. We're trapped here.
We're out of options.
Yeah. We're very trapped here.
How about a hotel downtown that is a decent walk, not a close one, where you'll be able to watch fireworks from the hotel, and go down and see the fireworks on the mall. I've done it once. It's fantastic.
A night in a hotel. Did you do that and you stayed downtown?
I did not. I knew a back way, and I actually watched them from Jim McClure's roof when he lived opposite the cathedral.
That doesn't help me.
What about
but
the
I'm
Washington?
Telling you
but
what
a hotel
you can do.
Work.
But it'll be expensive at a hotel
well, yeah.
for poor
yeah.
people.
For one night,
for
though.
One night.
Might be cheaper like one during, night. During downtown holiday.
No gas.
What if you did this? What if you tricked the girls and said, 4th of July, I was moved to the 9th of July?
July 9th.
And then you could do everything for less.
What are your plans? What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you trying
right
to do? What
you got nothing going on?
No,
I'm
going.
He said he was trying to work something
opulent.
Well,
I'm going to Boston this weekend, and then in 2 weeks I'm going to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I got enough going on.
All right, so you got plenty going. What do you think?
No, I was going to say you could try the Washington Harbor. It's beautiful there now. They've redone it. You could go stay at the, they have the Gaylord Hotel there.
Hi.
The Gaylord.
Let's put a mint on your pillow.
Hello.
Mark's right. Apparently it's very,
beautiful
very nice.
There.
Really?
Yeah, the water is, it's unbelievable.
The what is?
The water. It's unbelievable there.
Would
yeah
you
really
be able to see the fireworks
really
from there?
I'm
see,
sure
there's a reason
that
I bring these things up to this mm-hmm group of my equally challenged friends.
You're merry men, Mike.
Because I, because it's helpful. I don't mind your idea, maybe, mm-hmm, about the downtown deal.
That's
you know,
not bad.
The fireworks downtown are amazing.
They are
they're
great
incredible, right?
Yeah,
it's
I'll
the best one ever.
You.
Best one in the country.
Will you hang
yeah
out with
absolutely
me? Come down and hang out
yeah
with
I've
me and the familia?
Yesterday, I stayed up till 3 in the morning because I was so lonely. It'd be nice to hang out with
wow
you.
Wow.
What if I was to get...
That's not funny.
What if I was to get a hotel room? What if I was to get a hotel room and invited y'all, some of you down there?
That sounds
you
like know fun.
Yeah, that'd be
that
great
does sound
like
cool
for the night of the fireworks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are they going to do it on Monday night or are they going to do it on Sunday?
They'll
night
do it. Find they'll out probably do it Monday. They do it on the 4th.
Monday on the 4th
yeah
itself.
That's when they book Barry Bostwick, Mike.
But that's the but that's on Monday and yeah then everybody has
Monday
to go back
night
to work.
But it's the holiday, man. That's the day
can
they
you find the
it
schedule.
Well, yeah, I looked up the National Harbor and that's July 3rd. That
so
they're doing the
Sunday
fireworks.
They're doing the fireworks on Sunday.
Yeah.
That would make more sense.
What about us, what about the
home
National
run
Mall?
I'll look right now.
It's yep a home run. Yes.
You up for it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'll look into doing that. That's all right. I'm
sounds
done
fun.
I'm done bitching about
that's
it.
There you go.
Problem.
See?
Right. Yeah, that,
look at
thank
that
you. That's a good suggestion.
Well, you know, it really was Mark.
No fuss, no muss.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I'll have you down on the you'll be down there on the water.
The water.
On the water.
Could you possibly invite Carl's cousin?
Oh.
Which one?
The young one.
Cousins.
Karina?
She's 23.
That one? How do yes you know her? How do you know about her?
Know.
How do you know?
You know
from the birthday party,
you know,
maybe?
You know.
You dog.
I'm just saying.
Wait, I wish I had my phone.
Someone get
I have no
phone
idea what she looks like.
What?
I just heard she's very attractive.
Where did you hear
I'm
this?
I'm sure.
We were at, I think we were having lunch, and you had mentioned it in passing.
You're something else.
In passing.
You are something else.
The bloodhound.
See if I can make it happen.
Why not?
All right, very good. Yeah, we'd be family.
What could possibly go wrong?
All right. Okay. Hey, a farewell.
Hey.
A farewell, ladies and gentlemen.
Goodbyes.
Who are we saying?
A farewell.
Goodbye? Oh, I hate goodbyes.
My house is a little emptier.
I noticed that.
Yesterday.
Hold, keep it together. Keep it together, Mike.
I'm sorry.
Told you. Beluga was on his last pause.
Lucy.
Oh! No!
Lucy has gone back to her previous owner.
Mm-hmm.
Carla's grandfather. He came over yesterday, and incidentally,
uh-huh.
You can't not. I'm not ready to have it just for fun. That bypass surgery.
Yeah. Yeah.
My
he's
God.
Up, he's up dancing?
Oh, my God. He's got a tan. He's got muscles. Oh,
wow.
He's ready to go. Well, he's rocking and rolling.
Think about the bypass. The man has spent the last hunk of his life not getting enough blood everywhere.
Man, Grandpa.
All of a sudden, it's been fixed.
Grandpa Ernie roaring around.
Now, this is the guy who makes the hot, sweet jalapenos, right, that I love so much?
I don't know.
That Carla gave me?
No, I think that Karina makes those.
Nah.
Now, stop. Enough with that name.
Yeah, ease up on that.
I don't want to go there.
Yeah, how dare
help
you?
My friend out. You okay. Can't. You visit it too often, and I'm already in danger.
No, no, what he's doing.
I'm already in danger.
You don't want to hear this song, then?
I love Karina.
What took you so long, Rob?
It's Ray Peterson.
It's
Mike.
Over before it even started.
Who the hell's my phone?
I just think it's nice that we're making friends.
RJ, go out to the kitchen and get my blue phone.
Karina, Karina.
He knows the
might as well
song.
Make this happen.
Karina, Karina.
No one knows this song.
Karina, Karina.
What Rob is actually doing is that he's actually C-blocking without anything he had even started.
Oh, 100%.
That's what he does. Yeah.
But he knows exactly what he's doing.
Maybe
but
you like know a what? Version, Mike, by Dean Martin better.
Okay, let's listen.
He has two versions.
This one not produced by Phil Spector.
I love Karina. Tell the world I do.
She's going to have to hear this.
I'm actually blushing on the radio. How's that possible?
This is our last show, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to have to deal with this right now.
It was real, Karina. Glad it worked out.
I'm going to double check all. On this one here.
I'd like for you all to come in on the chorus, all right?
Yeah.
No. Right,
hold on.
Karina, Karina. Karina, Karina.
What a disaster.
Karina, Karina.
This is folly, if you ask me.
I love you so.
All right, everybody, turn it down, Rob. All
right. Jesus Christ.
Rob,
yes.
Mike has to make a phone call.
Yes, we're making a phone call on the telephone.
Let's see what happens.
Well,
what's... What's the deal with the way this phone's ringing?
It's ringing like RJ.
It's it has gating.
Hello? Hey, babe, we're taping the podcast right now.
Okay.
The guys came. What's thank the you. Matter with the phone?
Flip it upside down.
Hold it at the end.
Like this?
Yeah. Point the end of
all right,
the microphone.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Ah, that sounds a lot better.
And point
okay.
it at the front of the mic.
Okay, very good. Hey, baby.
Yes.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
We're trying to figure out what to do for the 4th, and one of the great ideas Rob came up with, and then Mark had another suggestion, was maybe getting a hotel room Sunday night down where the fireworks are so we could just walk to the fireworks and then be home and not have to deal with traffic or any of the hassle and stuff like that. And then, in D.C. And then Oscar said, hey, if you went down there, I'd hook up with you guys. And then Oscar mentioned, hey, if I come down there, do you think Carla could invite her cousin? Her cousin and you can't play the music at the same
okay.
time. Turn your obsessive compulsive music off, Rob. Is who's your 23-year-old cousin? Is that Karina?
It is Karina.
It's Karina. Oh. Is she dating anyone right now?
Yes, she is.
Oh,
she is dating somebody.
Oh, well, we could just
she
be friends.
Would she like to trade up?
Oscar, Rob said, would she like to trade up? No, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But that's the so we were playing like this has kind of been a tribute show to your cousin Karina.
Oh wow, I'll have to go and listen.
You'll have to go and listen.
Could you mention that if Carla? This is Oscar. How are you?
Mike just handed the phone to Oscar.
So I was thinking I clearly wouldn't want to disrespect a current relationship, but there's no reason why we couldn't meet and just maybe become friends.
Well, that's true. So, I can bring that up to her.
Just an idea. Just see if you could keep
okay.
that up in there somehow.
All right.
Hold on a second. By the way, I love all your dogs, and I respect you deeply.
Yeah.
Hey, does Karina and Mike?
Yes.
Do you think Karina knows that Oscar is on the two top comedy podcasts in America?
Does Karina know that Oscar's on the two top comedy podcasts in America?
And has a third one that he just does for fun?
And has a third one that he does just for fun? What?
I'll make her aware of that.
Thank okay. you. Yes. Hey, very good. On a scale of 1 to 10, the percent? What? No, not 1 to 10. What is the percentage between 0% and 100% that after this podcast over, you're going to say not a chance that he's going to meet Karina?
I have to think about that one.
Oh, so okay. There's a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance?
Maybe.
Oh, okay. Maybe. All right, I'll leave it at that.
Doors open.
Yes, please.
Thank you, baby. I love you.
All right, you're welcome.
Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Carla.
Can you tell?
I love you. Tell that,
you tell she was not comfortable with that conversation?
Yeah. She seemed a little...
Well, you dropped a lot on her. Yeah. You have to have... Well, she has to go downtown for the 4th,
mm-hmm.
and then she has to bust up a relationship.
Yes, this is true.
This is a large to-do list.
Yeah, but it's important for her to know, as long as you don't change the plans.
I understand, right?
Yes.
Yes, I understand.
As long as you stick to the plan, she's not going to get upset at you.
Right.
Which I completely respect.
I like the Dean Martin better.
Do you really?
Yeah, but we're not going to hear it again. We don't have time.
No, we don't have any time for that.
Mike, I'd like to thank you.
Yeah, I thought I handled that
well. Very kind of you.
Wanted to deal with that right away.
Well done.
And that's it. Somehow I'm awkward with it now. No. All right, so Lucy has gone back to her home.
That's
back
the best thing, daddy. Maybe, if not for Lucy, it's the best thing for Pops.
It's the best thing for everybody, myself included.
Oh, I missed that
goodbye,
dog.
Tarred dog.
What was the catalyst that really, I remember we had talked about this in the past, and Lucy was kind of a 50-50, she was going to stay
what
or not.
What sealed the deal?
Carla got a call from her mother 2 nights ago. Mm. The mother says this to Carla. Grandpa wants to know, are you going to be upset if he wants his dog back? And I heard this and I went, yes! Yes, 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 yes. So long. Dope.
You didn't do that in front of her, did you?
No.
I was a little happy. She knew I was happy.
Okay.
She knew because my mood like elevated.
Any portion of you? Any portion of you miss her yet?
Lucy?
Yes.
Yeah, the portion, yeah. Portion of my bag.
Oh, Mike, your bag?
See, I think the dog balance has been returned to this home.
I totally agree.
I think the balance is upset.
Were there any biscuits out here? Because we kind of leave the doors open.
Yeah, I noticed that. Where I got all that S from Carla about leaving the doors open. I saw all the doors open, and I texted her today. I said, just wanted to let you know.
Doors were open when you got home.
Doors were all open.
Yeah, because we don't have killer dog here anymore.
The door is still open.
Tear everything apart. That dog destroyed more in its brief visit here than the Chihuahua and the pug have ever destroyed.
Right.
It was delightful. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Robert versus Jabril.
Oh, yeah.
That's Robert III, Rob's son versus Jabril. It got a little ugly, and we'll have the details coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. Enjoy the music.
Time was drifting. This rock got to roll. So I hit the road and made my getaway.
Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Congressman Schwanstucker in the news today. And we didn't get a chance to talk about it. Yeah, something happened. It was really, really bad, and he got caught.
What?
That's it. We're done covering it.
Yeah. Wow.
Our second segment is brought to you by Wait Not, 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486, mm-hmm. waitnot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. Mr. French, pull a microphone up.
Get ready, America.
He has to be invited every day. I start talking about Wait Not, I'm going to talk to you.
Doesn't want
to
be presumptuous.
Yes, well, this is true. Now, how many pounds have you lost on Wait Not, RJ?
28 and a half.
Wow.
28 and a half.
Wow. Nice job.
28 and a half. That is good news. Wait Not is healthy weight loss, mm-hmm. that you have rapid healthy weight loss. And that is what I think I talked about it yesterday. You have the healthy weight loss, and you can tell because for the first time, I feel so much better mm-hmm. on a program. I have been on protein diets. I have been on liquid diets.
The
I have been on
bar
powder, the bars, the shakes, and all. There's always been an element of phoniness about them because there are so many fake foods that you eat.
Right.
Here's the great thing about Wait Not. You learn about food. You learn about portion control.
Real food.
And you eat real food. Mm-hmm. Now, in my case, I'm a very simple man with simple taste. So there are a number of basic food groups that I eat. I eat a lot of chicken. I eat a little ground beef that's very lean. Mm-hmm. I eat a lot of tomatoes.
You love the taco salad.
And I love the taco salad. Mm-hmm. But you're eating real food. It teaches portion control.
Right.
And it targets the fat, not lean muscle mass. So the fact is you lose weight in a healthy way and you do it rapidly. I can't tell you, folks, a lot of you are contacting me on Facebook through this show, talking about RJ, talking about myself.
Rightly so.
And do it. If you want to lose the weight, you want to lose it fast, weightnot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. That's 855-WEIGHTNOT, 855-934-4486. Do it today.
I see differences in you both, and we've used this comparison before where we decided that a gallon of milk or water is like 5 pounds.
8 pounds, I think.
8 pounds. So if you divide that into 30.
Are you doing okay, RJ?
Yes.
You just
I feel better today than yesterday.
Well, that's good. I just want to check.
Spiral staircase.
I just was double checking.
I wonder how skinny he actually is, because you can't tell because of your beard.
Well, actually, the girth hasn't reduced so much in the gut as it has in my ass. So
really?
Well, you have a big ass and a big gut.
Well, and the gut's lower.
Junk
behind,
in the trunk,
but
right?
The ass, I miss the ass. Losing.
Your ass is losing?
Great.
That's
RJ Kardashian. RJ, when you hit a certain target, would you shave for us?
I might.
I think RJ might. Not to be too gay, but I think RJ would be a fine-looking man.
Of course.
Yeah. And is his microphone on when
it
you're
is.
Doing
it? It's
on.
Okay. Your mic technique. How do you do it? Yeah, you're either too far away or too close.
Well, you know, I can't tell because Rob continually rides the fader over there. So sometimes he jams it, I don't talk so much.
Get closer. Get all the way as close as you can.
I'm all the way up.
Oh, much better.
Yeah, I like that. All right, waitnot.com. Yeah. I'm done talking to him. 855-934-4486.
I'll ride the level right on down.
Wait not. Rob came in yesterday. We didn't get to it because I had this manic, ejaculation of conversation.
It was a purge.
That I had to use yesterday. But you came in with a story that I wanted to hear about, and that's Jabril and Robert getting into a little altercation.
I had an amazing weekend. Now, it all ended right with Carrie and I at Benihana with Chinaman, so that's okay. But
I saw pictures.
It's not how it began. I got a call from Amina, that's Jabril's mother, on Friday. She said,
I couldn't.
That might have been what she said, but it's not what I heard.
Quite a dialect.
Right.
She said,
I am now boy.
Hello, Rob.
Yes.
No, actually, she said, Rob, I'm running a little late at work today. Can Jabril stay a little extra tonight? Because normally she picks him up at about 8. And I said, that'd be fine. Got another call at about 8. She says, I'm going to be here really late, like 11.
Ooh.
Have the boys talked to you yet about a sleepover? And, of course, this is her saying, can Jabril stay the night? I said, haven't done it. But, am I going to keep the boy up until 11?
What about so a lady that takes advantage?
Get paid off in the end.
Might be time for the payoff.
She's in a tough spot.
Right. So I said, of course, he can stay the night. Well, Robert, this may shock you.
I still think he gets paid.
Mm-hmm. I'm kidding. Or will.
I'm joking.
Show you paperwork.
I'm kidding.
It proves quite the opposite.
Can't show me the cash that's already been spent at Costco on a half smoke.
Thousands and thousands of dollars spent on lubricants.
Not cash.
Exotic lubricants.
So you're scheduling a sleepover.
So it's a last-minute sleepover. Now, end of the long week, Robert gets tired, and when he has a sleepover, he doesn't sleep much anyway because they're up all night with the video
and
games.
Few kids do.
Right. And Robert, this will shock you. I don't know where he gets it. He needles. He's a needler.
Really? Is he really?
Yeah.
Where does he go?
I don't know.
You know, it's so funny.
From? Weird.
Where can he get that from?
Yeah.
I can't imagine where that comes
Karina,
from.
Karina.
But I think of Robert with all, knowing you for his entire life.
Right.
Knowing him as Sweet Robert, the kid we pulled for, the kid that did so great, the kid that came through this thing with flying colors. I just don't think of him as a needler, but
he really is.
How does he
to
needle?
To a point, like the other day, Carrie came downstairs and said, your son. I said, why? He said, he's such a dick.
Wow.
So, I mean, know that we get it. We understand. He's a needler. Now, he's more.
Can you give an example of how, besides the Jabril story, how he might needle?
He'll come in and he'll come into the room and he'll say, hey, Dad. I say, how are you? He says, did you know Julia had to go to the nurse at school today complaining about mosquito bites? And it's like, he just is very outwardly wanting to get her in trouble. Julia, why is your room always so messy? He'll stay like in a triangle. And he's been that way since he's been able to locomote. I mean, he would crawl up and just push her. They're only 21 months apart. Yeah. And, that's just their dynamic. Well,
great. Perfect example.
So he needles. candles, and he was working Jabril all night. We went to bed, and he started up that way all day. And Jabril, we know this, is the sweetest, most patient kid.
Came across on the audio tape of him.
He really, really is. And finally, they're it's getting elevated, and it's getting louder. It's in our kitchen. Now, Carrie has like a little desk-like nook in the kitchen where her computer is.
Right.
Her back is to them. She can hear it. And it's going to, and Robert kept saying, "I want to tell you something, Jabril. You don't bother me. You don't bother me. You don't bother me. You don't bother me. I'm not bothered by you, and you can't do anything to bother me." And Carrie is, one reason she's not turning around now is that she's stifling laughter because it's elevating.
Yeah.
And then, so when they came in, that was the topic. And what Jabril countered with, and Carrie had never heard him raise his voice before.
Ooh.
Jabril says, "I don't care what you say. You don't treat your mother that way."
Jabril was
because he'd been a dick all day. Jabril was defending Carrie.
Wow.
So now Carrie.
So Jabril. So he's saying something. He said something about Carrie.
He just knew that Robert had been a dick all Saturday morning.
Did Robert say something about Carrie that Jabril was maybe getting defensive about?
I don't think
about?
So. I think Jabril was tired of Robert being such a jerk towards Carrie.
Maybe
all
he
morning.
Was being a little disrespectful.
Yeah, right. And he was. Yeah. He was just being generally. Disrespectful.
Wow.
And so,
can't argue with that. I mean, advantage Jabril on this one.
And this is why it's so great. Now, Carrie says, "Oh, my God, Jabril's defending me. I can't turn around and get involved now."
Right. That is so true. What parent would? Right. I'd sit there and I'd be like,
"So
my eyebrows would raise and I'd listen to
her
the rest
back
of it.
Is to the action, and she is no farther away than I am from Mark." Mm-hmm. And he said, "You can't treat your mom like that. That's wrong. You need to respect your parents." He said, "I'll do whatever I want." And Jabril hauled off and punched him in the arm. Right here,
and forearm,
and
remember it's radio, Rob. Right here,
right between the wrist and the elbow, but the inside,
hard.
Yeah, to Robert said he wailed. Now I heard it downstairs,
so he is like his father
a little bit. But here's how his father's different. His father would have backed off before he got in.
Yeah,
but he started to wail. Carrie turned around. It was a hard enough punch that Carrie heard it.
Wow.
And she said Jabril's eyes were saucer size.
Sure.
Jabril
scared.
Couldn't believe.
Sure. Scared that he lost control.
Yeah. Right. And so Robert runs up to his room and slams the door. And Jabril says, "I don't know why I did that."
Oh.
And he says,
"Oh my God, he's too sweet."
And he says, "Miss Carrie, Robert's really upset. I'm going to go home for about 10 minutes and let him cool down."
That's how you do it.
Wow.
What a smart kid.
You know, really. But he really is. Yeah. I mean, he can't fake it. He is kind of a nice kid.
He really is. Yeah. So he went away, and I went up and started talking to Robert. Now, I think...
So you handle the negotiation?
Yeah, because he won't even look at Carrie at this point, because Carrie's the reason he got popped.
Right.
So I bring Robert down, and there's no doubt in my mind he sustained a good hit. He can't make a fist.
Right.
And, you know, kids can wail and scream and carry on, but he does have tears in his eyes.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, this is a real cry. I don't think he could conjure it up.
It hurt.
Right.
To a point where I made him, like, move his fingers and stuff to make sure there wasn't a fracture.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so we call over. Jabril's mother, as you know, is a nurse.
Right.
Yeah. I said, "Amina, can you please come and look at Robert's arm? Because I'm a little flipped out."
Sure.
And, you know, and it'll always be this way.
He's all right, now let me stop
boy.
You
He's
right
my little
there.
Boy.
Yeah, you know, and you're being very objective the way you're laying it out. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're taking any kind of side here. Do you think, and because you're very objective when it comes to your kids,
right?
You're better than I would ever be,
right?
And so my question would be: at any point during the whole process, at this, when you say you're a little wigged out about this, so you really do think Robert's not playing this?
No,
that he really did get caught.
He's in pain.
And
I think
as soon as you realize that, you get a little wigged out.
Yeah, and because like I was going to say, is he's always going to be my little kid that beat cancer. So
right.
I'm always scared if he gets a temperature, if he has a runny nose.
Right.
I've got too much history to worry, to not worry.
Right.
Carrie is now pissed because we've been ready to go to the pool. She wants this to be done.
Right.
Because, you know.
Yeah, enough of the kids' altercation.
Julia has two friends over, and they're lined up, you know, 3 8-year-old or 10-year-old girls on the sofa say, "Can we go to the pool now? Can 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 we go to the pool now?" And they're not really the portrait of patience. And so I said, "Carrie, I'm worried about this. He's crying. He has tears in his eyes. I don't think he could conjure that up. She's, yes, he could. In a minute, he could.
And so, yes, women, he could.
Yeah, so Amina comes over and like feels. He said, there's no bone movement. It's fine.
Right. Well, yeah.
And
so, I don't think that there's no way that a kid Jabril's size is going to break bone, Rob.
I wanted to be sure. That's and right. nobody saw exactly what happened.
And with that, with my preface that I gave you full credit for your objectivity, do you think any of him, of little Robert, is saying, hey, I got dad. I got dad now. Dad's buying into my shtick.
At
my
this point, not yet, but this will come into play later.
Okay, good, good, good. Nice. Go ahead, okay.
So we work him through. Amina gives him a clean bill of health. She says he's obviously hurting because he really can't make a fist.
Right.
And he does the thing like, almost like a reflex when you bent his fingers in like that, you know, and he's not smart enough to act that. So he is in pain. So we give him three baby Tylenol, children's Tylenol, and say, put on your flipping swim trunks. And so while he's getting ready, Carrie and I bring Jabril downstairs. I say, now, Jabril, I want you to know this. I love you like you're my son. You're always welcome in my house. And I know and I understand what it's like to want to hit Robert. And this is when Carrie says, I want to hit him all the time. Carrie, you want to help? Don't help, right? Yeah. And I said,
don't help.
I said, Jabril,
I want to hit him all the time.
All the time, she says. And I said, and you know what? She's right, Jabril, but that's really not the point of what we're here to discuss. We do have just a few rules in this house, and one of this is a non-hitting household. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
We don't hit.
It's like the real world.
Right.
If you hit your cast members, you're out.
You're out of there.
I mean, but then I explained. I said,
zero tolerance.
Right. I said, you've seen Robert get spanked. You know that Julia has been spanked. We will occasionally spank, but you don't hit each other ever, ever, ever. And there's always either I'm here or Carrie's here. If it gets to the point again where you need that, when you have that feeling, come get us and we'll resolve the situation and no one will have to get hit.
Right.
And he said, okay. And the whole time we sent him away and Carrie and I said, how can we do this without laughing? Because it was so funny.
Right.
That's and awesome. Really, it was like, he looked like he was going through like catechism. He was so serious. And I'm like, we don't hit in this house. So we get ready. We're getting ready to go to the pool. Robert has ceased his crying. He's walking, you know, like he's got a half an arm. Now he's acting. Okay.
Right.
And Amina calls and she says, I just want to make sure Robert's okay. And I said, he's fine. Thank you for coming over. That's huge. She says, when Jabril got home, he cried. He cried because he hit his best friend.
Of course,
So we got to the pool. Robert's arm magically healed. Magically.
Yeah. When he jumped in the pool, he was fine.
He was playing basketball in the shallow end. I was picking him up and throwing him over my head. He's fine until we get home about dinner time. And I say, can you take the trash out? He's arm's a little sore.
Operator. That little operator.
I said, you learned that from your sister.
And did Jabril ever come back over?
Yeah, oh, Jabril went to the pool with us.
Oh, he went to the pool with you?
Everything turned out fine.
Did
but
they
it was,
patch it up? Did they did. Forget, forget?
I saw him when I came down this morning at 6 a.m., Jabril was playing Halo in my living room.
Ah, very good.
So all is well. And the last thing I do want to tell about, two things real quick about Benihana. Carrie and I, it turned out that Jabril went home. Julia slept at a friend's house, and magically, Robert ended up at my mom's, so we had a date night. So I said, let's go to Benihana, and it was great.
Right.
And I said, I can't believe we've been married together. We've been together almost 20 years. We've never been to a Japanese steakhouse. She says, we have twice. And then she said, the capper, she says, on our honeymoon. She said, Rob, you videotaped it.
Whoa, man.
And I said, I must have had some to drink. Because I honestly didn't remember ever going.
Here I am defending you again. Because I know where you went on your honeymoon.
And they've got a great one there.
But that you're not going to remember the Japanese steakhouses in Cancun don't count as Japanese steakhouses.
And we don't care about that stuff.
That's true.
But it was when you're, stupid. You're starting your first beer at 10 o'clock in the morning.
The stupid remark of the night was, I can't believe we've never done this when we had on our honeymoon. And the last thing is we were seated, you know, they have eight people at hibachi.
Mm-hmm.
And we were with a group of people. Literally from China.
Right.
And they spoke to our server. China. And so I'm like.
Well, wait a minute. If they're from. Now, listen. And if you say the same difference, I'm going to smack you. I'm going to hit you right where Jabril hit Robert.
The
fact is, if they're from China and they're speaking to your your chef at Benihana, he's from Japan if he's authentic.
Well, then he wasn't authentic because they were speaking.
Well, maybe they were maybe they were Japanese.
No, it turned out they were from China because I was scared to strike up conversation with them because I'd already seen them speaking in a foreign tongue.
Were they speaking in Chinese or were they speaking in Japanese? Or and are you able to recognize the difference, you unbelievable dullard?
They are from China because at the end of the evening, when Carrie had had enough to drink, that she said, let's get our picture taken with them.
Yes.
I said, pardon me, can you, and I pick up my phone, could you, and I point, take our picture.
He really is a mook. He really is a mook. There are parts of him, everybody knows he's smart, but there really is that mook part of him.
And I said, could you take our picture with, and the guy says,
dope.
Certainly, I'd be glad to.
does this mean that the chef was Chinese and not Japanese?
I guess so, because they turned out they were in town from China.
Speaking
and they
the same
unless
language.
They spoke Japanese
that
as
could
well.
Be.
Yeah.
So Mandarin and Japanese.
But you know what, Mike? I don't understand any of those exotic dialects.
There you go. That's the bottom line.
But in any case, we got a lovely picture taken with them, and it was a great meal. And because we signed up for the Emperor's Club, we got free ice cream.
The Emperor's
But your arm still hurts.
I got a little bit of a sore arm.
The Emperor's Club. That's it. All right. Hey, but last second before we go to break here, we're all set. He's coming in Thursday.
Yes.
Opening 5 minutes of the show will be Dennis Murphy. And now,
maybe 4 minutes.
Now, Friday is when you tape this week in O'Mara.
Yeah.
Four, three and a half.
He wants to come back for that?
He does. I was thinking maybe a phoner.
Yeah, phoner.
Yeah.
I thought about that. You know, because it's Friday. He's not coming back.
Historically,
here.
He has a wonderful telephone.
Yeah, a terrific telephone.
Yeah.
Perhaps you do an interview and talk about his experience here.
Right.
Yes.
Dennis Murphy. I don't know why I'm making a big deal out of this. Mm. Dennis Murphy will be visiting with us and bearing gifts.
Yes.
If he doesn't get in the door without gifts.
Okay.
That's right.
On Thursday's show.
He's not allowed to mention any 1970s cop dramas.
Like Canon.
That would be one of them.
Thank you very much. We will take a break, and when we come back, it's the Audio Vault with Rob again.
Oh.
We should have that next, right here on the Michael Mara Show. Welcome back to the Michael Mara Show. Ricky Skaggs.
I may look like a city slicker.
Did you play this when you were playing country records? Yeah. I forget. This is a sensational record.
Right? I am
an
absolute maniac for Ricky Skaggs. I just think if you're going to listen to this kind of music,
you know,
this is the gold standard of what would be commonly referred to as bluegrass. Listen.
Oh, I like that part.
Buzz, you can mock all you want. Try to play this sometime. You won't be able to do it.
I love what we just heard. I love the picking that we just heard. I don't like the singing.
There's a great breakdown in the end of this song where they do a great break of music.
The thing about it is the singing is traditional mountain bluegrass singing.
That's
and the
true.
Harmonies cannot be argued with. And when you hear that, it's that twangy thing, but that harmony is absolutely spot on.
Just a country boy at heart.
Gotcha.
I just love that kind of stuff.
Great really
he almost went mainstream with this song. It played on VH1. Do you remember Ed Koch was in the video?
Yes, absolutely.
It was a good video. Yeah.
It was really a long time ago. And then he kind of went away. I don't follow country music, so I have no idea what he's been up to.
He skews bluegrass now, and he will occasionally hit Wolf Trap with his pickin' party.
I would go see that.
I would in a second.
Heartbeat.
Yeah.
Time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault, brought to you by the Ride for the House Poker Run. Let's bring that music down for a second. Want to get serious. All of my podcast listeners here, if you enjoy this show, I'm really, really asking you to do us a big favor, and let's get a big turnout for Fisher House. This is the, as all my coworkers know, this is my single most important day of the year for raising money for any group. I've worked with Fisher House for a long time now, and we want to fill up that Patriot Harley-Davidson parking lot. Mm-hmm. If you got a Harley, if you got a crotch rocket, if you got a trike, I don't care. You can come in on four wheels, you can come in on two. Well, not cars.
Not four.
Really doesn't work if it's cars.
Well, you know, you can stop
by. Kirk's bringing his dune buggy, so that's and that would be acceptable. A dune buggy would
there's
be
an
okay.
Example.
You can stop by with an automobile. automobile and make a donation.
Absolutely. Come by and say hello. We're all doing it. Starts registration starts at 8 a.m. bright and early this Saturday morning at Fairfax's Patriot Harley-Davidson. And then we have a ride through the Virginia countryside. We're going to stop here in Manassas for a couple of stops, end up down at the water's edge in Woodbridge with free lunch and soft drinks. The ride for the House Poker Run, if you participate, it's only $20. And I think at Old Dominion Speedway, they're going to let us go around the track, which should be a lot of fun to do that.
That is so cool.
When you get your card, the ride for the House Poker Run Saturday, Patriot Harley-Davidson to benefit Fisher House. We'll see you there. And let us know if you're coming. We'd love to count bodies. And you can register first thing on Saturday morning
at
8 o'clock.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Should be terrific. Looking forward to that. What do you have for the Magic Audio Vault today?
Did you open the thing?
No.
Oh, thank you for opening
the thing. I know you're obsessive.
Today's Audio Vault, a tribute to the great Tommy Lang, his birthday today.
Oh, Tommy Lang.
Happy birthday.
Tommy Lang from KCJJ.
Yes, the news director, Mike.
Tommy Lang.
And we had
It'll be a cold day in hell.
We had a lot of fun at the Big Duff. I think everyone knows that. But, Mike, yes. I think you'll agree that one of the great highlights is when we had that room full at Carlos O'Kelly's and everyone was talking like the Costco lady.
Absolutely.
Hello, hiya. Hello, how are you?
Totally forgot about that.
Hello, how are you? Before it got ugly.
When you have like 50 people doing that, it's great. And obviously that Sonny has made an impression because two listeners have secretly taped Costco demo ladies in other cities.
Awesome.
And sent them in. First, let's go to the Del Marvelous state of Delaware.
Very good.
Mike Wells, Costco lady. Let's have a listen.
Card on my side. Card, yes. The sausage.
It's sausage.
The card, yes, the sausage. Really great sausage.
What, do they grow them somewhere?
What's so great
what the hell's
about
going
this?
On?
This is not someone whose job it is to gather audio. This is just a guy.
Just a guy.
Mike Wells with an iPhone. Uh-huh.
She sounds uncannily like Sonny.
We'll make a comparison in a moment.
All right.
I love people secretly taping Costco people.
This is awesome.
Have more of Delaware's lady.
On the barbecue grill, the look at the right beside on my side. The 6 pound, only the $13.99. They can come right over here.
Same key.
Very great price,
yes.
Very great
key. Now, a listener by the name of Matt Rutherford, of the two that I have, and please keep them coming.
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, yeah, I love this.
Yeah.
Matt Rutherford, this lady has a cadence that I really enjoy.
Right.
I think she's selling... I don't even remember what she said.
This
selling.
Is Matt Rutherford in Seattle.
Yes.
With another Costco.
Seattle, you know, the most beautiful skies in the world are in Seattle.
Thank you, Rob.
Chat for yourself. Yeah, and also it's made of all natural ingredients, craft meat, celery, spices.
That's the slower West Coast pace.
Right. I remember what it is now. It's seafood dip / spread. I want to take it again from the front.
Okay.
Listen to the way she says ingredients. It's okay. All natural ingredients.
Yeah, she does sing a little bit.
Come on, try it for yourself. Yeah, and also it's made of all natural ingredients.
Ingredients.
Celery. Spices and shrimp. And it offers you as well a wonderful flavor. Yeah, a wonderful flavor that everybody at home would enjoy.
Try it for yourself.
All right, you have the gold standard, though. You
no one can really touch my woman, Mike. No one can touch Leesburg, Virginia's own Sonny.
Coming in, everybody, say yummy, yummy. So you let it in a take away. It's in a call number 94.95. One box of senators, team of them.
4.95.
Hello, hiya.
$9.99. Very good.
Very good.
Hello, hiya, how are you? Come on in, everybody, Come on in, everybody, say, yummy, yummy. Hello, hiya, hiya. Come on in, everybody,
So please, when you're at Costco, if you hear the lady,
yes.
Record the lady.
Send it to
send
us.
Send the lady, and we'll play it on the thing.
God, I love that.
I do too. Hiya!
That's good stuff.
Hello, hiya!
Wonderful.
CNN.com yesterday, Mike, we carried this story about a guy leaving the cabinet of Obama's administration.
President Obama's looking for a new chief economic advisor. The White House says Austin Goolsbee's decided to leave the administration.
Now, that's really not a big deal, is it?
Not really.
No, but I wanted you to hear the way it was covered on, I believe, foxnews.com. Fox News Radio, forgive me. They didn't do so well with the name Austin Goolsbee.
Longtime advisor to President Obama and the only economist left on his core economic team, Austin Goolsbee, plans to leave as chairman of the Council.
Jesus Christ!
What? I've had moments, but never like that.
I don't think I have either. Play that again.
Wow. The name, the reporter's name is Bill Vitka.
That poor guy.
Bill Vitka.
Bill Vitka, and if you think that you're better than him, get your tape off to Fox News Radio right away.
A longtime advisor to President Obama and the only economist left on his core economic team, Austin Goolsbee. I need that.
And cut it off right before he gets to the real name.
You mean,
play it one more time. I got to hear it one more time. I've never heard a stammer like that.
You'd like to hear it isolated?
The thing about it is, oh my God! You know he's got the. Here's the weird thing, and the only one left. He's got the snark down.
Yeah. Oh, that
but
is.
As soon as he gets to the salient point, like the name douchebag.
You know what he should have said?
What?
Try some for yourself.
I got time for one more, Rob. You're not improving on that.
Okay.
We're not improving on that. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's Buzz and News. You got it again for me?
Yeah, one more time.
Yeah, one more time.
Keep it handy.
That's a record. We'll be right back with Buzz's News. That's awesome. I'm in love. I have a new sound effect that I'm in love with. Hello, how are you? Hey, if Sonny was coming up and asking this guy what he would like. Hi, hello, how are you? You want to try something? You want to? That is fantastic. All right, time for Buzz and News. Let's find out all there is to know about the Democratic congressman with the giant schwanstucker.
Hopefully I can bring a fresh perspective to this, Mike.
I look forward to it, Buzz. Take it away.
We are brought to you today by the DR Stump Grinder. Is your lawn riddled with unsightly tree stumps?
It's quiet like that. It's quiet like
Absolutely.
A church mouse.
Sounds wow. out. It's exactly how it sounds.
DR stump grinders are affordable and perfectly sized for you to make stump removal fast and easy, even in tight spots. A gnarly old stump becomes a pile of wood chips at or below ground level thanks to the carbide tip grinding teeth. See it in action with their free DVD available at drstumpgrinder.com or just click the DR ad on our website.
Wow.
Stump grinder got your tongue?
Wow.
This ought to keep our attention away from the issues for a while. This 15-minute segment of American History is brought to you by the Midnight Ride of Anthony Weiner. And with a great harumph, let the investigating begin. House Minority Party Leader Nancy Pelosi has called for an ethics investigation to see if the Democratic congressman from New York used any government resources to sext and have phone sex with a half dozen women.
Of course he did.
Weiner says he doesn't think he did. One of the six women, however...
could be.
One of the six women, however, says he did call her from a government phone. She says she knows this because she tried to call him back at that number and got a recording saying the line is for outgoing congressional calls only.
It was the big red Tip O'Neill phone, Mike.
What is it about these skinny guys with... I bet Elliot Spitzer's got a big schlong, too.
I would like to think
You know, I mean, it's like these skinny guys that are so... effing horny.
Apparently so.
I mean,
there's
like,
a lot of this going around.
All men are horny.
Mm-hmm, right.
All men are horny, and all men do stupid things when it comes to...
Right.
But the fact is, these congressmen, they, you know, don't they get it? Don't they know
they
that they're going to be scrutinized?
No, apparently.
I read a list this morning that I got on the fly. I wikied it. Mm-hmm. And I said, congressional sex scandals.
Mm-hmm.
And the list went back to the 1800s.
Of course.
You know what I think it is? You know, and yeah, you're right about that. There's a lot of that.
It's
endless. Yeah, I think we all think it's the same thing, and that is he just doesn't think he's going to get caught.
Right.
That's what all of them, Arnold, everybody. In fact, if you go back to break down the Letterman thing, and nobody handled this better than Letterman as far as addressing it and getting it behind him.
Right.
But months before the Letterman scandal broke, he had a female guest on his show that said, "When are you going to marry Regina?" And Letterman looked up to the camera and said, "Let me see what I can get away with first."
Right.
He was joking, but he
was
also
joking.
Serious.
Yeah, he wasn't joking at all.
Yeah.
This guy, it's just what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And then even that that's stupid on the surface. You're sending things, you know, you're a congressman and you're sending pictures.
Hard evidence.
That's dumb.
Right.
But the dumbest thing the guy did was when
he didn't
to
it.
When he didn't cop to it at the beginning, he knew he was caught red-handed.
Right.
And he was so, and that makes him, you know what? And that is what I get pissed at. Mm-hmm. As far as the sex stuff, look, any way you want to get your thing,
right,
and it's not hurting somebody else, hey, dude, deal with it. Right. That's fine. Right. But what I what bothers me is when they come out with this this denial crap.
Yeah, right.
That's when
who
they
make us go through this dance.
And that's because he's a coward. Right.
And even the dance has to, I send it as a joke. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even that, and that's his total
mea culpa. Also, think about this. He didn't, and I think it's your point really, Mike, he didn't go out of his way and say, okay, you know what? Forget it. Now it's time for me to really come clean and tell everybody what's what. No, he was cornered.
Yeah.
He was cornered where it went from the one text to six women coming forward and someone about to break the story, and they had kind of, just not on a big publication.
Same and only then.
And only then he say, oh, you know what? I've made a mistake. I've let down myself, my constituents, my family. That's BS.
It's total BS, and his apology is meaningless to me. And you know what? I think they ought to throw his ass out of Congress.
Absolutely.
Such phone lines. There will be an investigation, especially about the use of government resources.
And on this, I agree with. Are you ready? Yeah. You listen to this, because you're not going to hear it very often.
Okay, everybody, get ready, America.
I agree with Chris Plant on WMAL, who of course is filled with joy because the guy's a Democrat, and Chris is a right winger. But Chris said they will do an investigation. It'll take about a year, and then there will be nothing found to be really incriminating. And Chris Plant's absolutely right. And that's the way he'll handle it. And I think in this particular case, not because of what he did, because of what he did, that's a guy that's horny. He was stupid to do it, but that's what he did. But as far as the lying, I don't want a guy. I don't want that guy in Congress because he's a bald-faced, scumbag, dirtball, liar who didn't have the balls to admit his own mistake. It was relatively not that, to me, not that big a deal. You come out and you cop to it. You're like, hey, I was horny. I needed a release. That's how I was getting my release. That's what I did.
His deal looked pretty big.
His deal was huge.
I know.
Really?
But we will be bogged down when we have other priorities, bogged down in an investigation as to whether government resources were used. And as we all know, those phone lines are reserved for screwing taxpayers, not women who dig guys in power.
Don't you think, Buzz? No fuss, no muss. You know, I kind of like zero tolerance on this issue where you get the guy. You know, not that he sent the junk out. No. But then he lied, and he admitted to lying. That's your big deal. You admitted to lying to the American public. As soon as it goes into that area, bye-bye.
It's unfortunate because what if, and I realize this is a stretch, but what if he never lied about anything else? The fact that he lied about this raises questions about everything else he's ever said. So that's extremely unfortunate.
And if they don't kick him out, I believe he will be removed by his next election.
Well, in this particular case, I think you need to have... Not Nancy Pelosi, who is a weak, weak, weak leader. You need somebody with some balls to take him aside and go, listen, we don't want to kick you out.
Right.
But you know how you could really help the party? And he really could at this point.
Right.
He could help his cause by just walking away quietly.
You know who could help him out is Fox News analyst Bill Vitka.
Poor guy.
You know what? That's a better explanation.
It is.
Have you guys seen the Saturday Night Live bit? Yeah. I really don't laugh a lot at Saturday Night Live anymore.
But rightly so.
It's the real skinny guy.
Which one?
They're all skinny.
Bill Hader.
How stupid. How stupid of me to say that.
Probably
you're right.
Bill Hader. He's the funniest guy on the show.
And he does an old veteran TV journalist.
Yes, yes. It's
very
funny.
And they're doing a takeoff on that Channel 5 reporter.
And I knew the exact take.
You know the guy I'm talking about?
And I knew it the minute they started doing it. But the guy is funny when he throws the mic and hits him in the head. It's so great.
It's the old
I'll come over there and teach you how to do a report.
And they've taken the time to do his audio processing where it sounds like, and he is like that old guy on Channel 5 in New York. Was it Channel 5 in New York?
It was, but it was the old reporter no longer with Channel 5. The silver-haired guy at the desk.
So funny, and that's a great...
I'll try and find that outtake for tomorrow.
Get that audio clip, because that's what it's based on. It's an old grizzled reporter, and our friend from Fox sounds very similar.
I can't think of the guy's name. He was great. Name. Best local guy.
Horrible, disinterested reporter.
Wiener has apologized. He says he welcomes the investigation, says he will cooperate with it, and just to pull a quote, he says, I haven't told the truth. I've done things I deeply regret. I've brought pain to people I cared about the most and people who believe in me. In Washington and a lot of the world these days, we call that Tuesday.
Yeah.
A lot of Americans are feeling less horny these days because of Washington. A new survey says 13% of us say that our personal financial situations in this economy have lowered our sex drives. The poll by Newsweek and the Internet's Daily Beast shows that Americans are pissed off about almost everything lately, with the economy and politicians at the top of the list. Some say it's hurt their sex lives, as you heard, but more than half of us say it's literally caused us to lose sleep. Roughly half of us say the economy has us in a state of anxiety. Nearly a third of us say we are downright angry about it. 70% of us think government is not helping. Nearly two-thirds of us are pissed at corporations for posting record profits while jobs are scarce. And about 90% of us are boiling over gas prices. A majority say President Obama has no plan to fix any of this, and that the Republicans don't either. Republican Tim Pawlenty, however, says he has a plan to balance the budget, fix the tax code, and create jobs. He's unveiling that plan even as we speak at the University of Chicago, just a few blocks from President Obama's Chicago home. A new Washington Post poll shows that Obama has lost the bounce he enjoyed after the killing of Osama bin Laden, and that Mitt Romney, being the Republicans' greatest, whitest hope, is moving up the popularity scale among GOP-inclined voters. They were tepid about Romney at first. They're becoming more enthusiastic about him as Obama's popularity slips.
I bet Anthony Weiner has a nice bounce.
A very nice bounce. Seems to me that if the economy continues to go like this, we will have a Republican. We'll have a one-term Obama president.
Obama's running against himself. People are going to vote for the Republican just to vote no on Obama if something doesn't turn around quickly with the economy.
Yeah, and rightly so. I think that he has been in there 4 years. You know, you have to have some kind of progress, and everybody's getting tired of the excuses.
Finally, let us give the folks at the home office a day off. Goodness knows they've been working overtime lately. At Rushville High in Indiana, a student could go to jail for a senior prank, which involved a blow-up sex doll he planted in the girls' restroom. School security thought it was...
That's not funny.
Not funny at all. That's why Rob and I giggled.
School security thought it was a bomb. They called police. The student says he thinks the authorities have, and I quote, blown this out of proportion.
I get it.
In Enfield, Connecticut, a man called police to say he was alarmed to see 15 young women in bikinis wearing zombie makeup. It was for a calendar shoot, because what will sell better right now than zombies in bikinis? Exactly.
Yay. So scary.
And yet hot. In Utica, New York, a man was attacked by a cougar. Police arrested a 44-year-old woman named Diane for hugging and grabbing the buttocks of a 19-year-old man.
Whoa.
The young man complained to police, telling them he'd never seen her before in his life. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That is good stuff there.
Herb Welch.
Herb Welch. That's Herb it. Yes. Yep. Bill Hader is the actor, and Herb Welch, that is the bit. We'll put that up at the website. Okay. That is great. Fantastic. Good and I think Mark. That might be the real guy, right?
It might be Herb Welch. It's got to be based on him.
It's based on him.
Guaranteed.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Our show today was brought to you by The Man Grade. Don't disappoint your dad this year. Get him steakhouse quality grilling at home with 100% cast iron Man Grades. We ate on them last Friday. They're fantastic. We didn't eat on them. We ate the food off of them.
Yeah.
I did.
Grilled food of all kinds never tasted so good. Professionally prepared on a Man Grade. And without flare-ups or dry meat, to get the $19.99 Father's Day special and a kick-ass grill brush that Rob uses all the time, hit the Man Grade banner on our webpage today. For your dad or yourself, get him the Man Grade. And speaking of Man Grades, hey, Evan, enjoy your vacation. Take care.
Couldn't
have said it better myself. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye. Happy birthday, Tommy.
Thank you.